FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Still afraid to let it flow. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Really?
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's been naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW. place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. Traveling for the holidays? Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere with the free Civic Media app. Just search Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, in the Google Play or App Store and keep the fun going.
CFW.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No charge. Let go. I just called
57 CFW.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you will go, way up high or down low. I'll go. Out a way to make it back someday. life and love might still go on in your heart, in your mind. I'll stay with you.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Oh,
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Sad enough.
90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that while the state's agricultural industry has grown over the past few years, it has become a smaller part of the overall economy. According to the study, the agricultural industry grew by about 11% from 2017 to 2022, but farming and food processing made up about 2% less of the state's total economic output over the same period. Experts say the decreased reliance on the still-growing agricultural industry is a sign of Wisconsin's stronger economic diversity. With the 2024 election in the rearview mirror, Wisconsin residents are now turning their attention to the upcoming state Supreme Court election that will have major consequences for the future of the state. Over the weekend, conservative Brad Schimmel officially announced his candidacy to replace liberal Justice Ann Bradley, who plans to retire at the end of her term. The state Supreme Court currently holds a 4-3 majority for Democrats, which proved essential for maintaining reproductive rights following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The Western Wisconsin Health Foundation has received a $390,000 grant to improve access to labor and delivery services over the next 3 years. According to a press release, officials are expecting significant population growth of around 40% over the next 15 years, but access to health care and particularly labor and delivery services has decreased in rural areas. Foundation officials say they expect to use the grant funding to expand their workforce, provide more specialized training, and offer more support for new families. An Afton man has allegedly racked up tens of thousands of dollars in fines after abandoning a large half-sunk boat in Hudson. According to law enforcement authorities, 27-year-old Grayson McNew is the apparent owner of the 54-foot Bluewater Intercoastal, which had been tied down at the city's new boat launch for a week in July before he was told to move it. He allegedly then sailed the boat out to Beer Can Island and left it there, with the boat later suffering hull damage and becoming beached on the sand. McNew is facing $44,000 in fines. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few flurries out there before those come to an end in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies stay with us as lows drop to the lower teens. We'll have light winds. On Tuesday, a partly sunny sky, a southwest breeze, and highs in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 19.
CFW.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Give tomorrow.